First John, chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible reads, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother." This is the word of God for the people of God. That's a very powerful text. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 7, remember from the scripture reading, he said to Brother Thomas Phillips, he was talking to the light of them, they act like they were involved. And he said, "If you had known me, you would have known the Father." So today is becoming Honor Father's Day to celebrate fatherhood. And like I said earlier, fathers, to take back our homes, our churches, and our children, our wives, and our families. Amen. And we look to God the Father to become more like him so that we can accomplish all of this. So as we come this morning to look at Father's Day, I want to talk to you a little bit about the characteristics or the traits that we get from our father. Because most folks know that when you're born to your father or your mother, you have similarities to them in the way you look, in your mannerisms of being around them, and then there's some genes and traits inside of you that make you act like them, make you look like them, make you talk like them, make you walk like them. And then when people see children, amen, they pretty much know who your parents are. That's how I know I'm getting older, because when I see children anywhere from 17 to 25, and I'm looking at them, and they look just like their mother or their father back in the day, and it's amazing in how they look, amen. Just like my son Mike, he looks like me, but he has ways like his mother sometimes, amen. And then I look at his children, I look at his boys. All along with Mike was from the first grade on, when he's shy, he tilts his head to the side, amen. And in every picture, he has his head tilted to the side. And you look at every picture of Jason, his head is tilted to the side, amen. And even Jameer, I look at his picture, he's beginning to tilt his head to the side, amen. It's just some things that your father gives you, amen, to make you who you are. And I know now that some of us, when we are little, we follow our dads around, amen, and we try to be like your dad, ain't that right? And then when you get a certain age, amen, you want to distance yourself from your mother and your father, because now you want to get your own identity. And it took me to get 45 years old to realize I was just like Van Thompson, amen. I was thinking about him this morning. I was trying to speed up to get to church, and the more I was doing, the slower I was getting, amen. I realized sometimes that was the slowest man I've ever seen, but when he was in the king, he was careful, he was methodical, he was kind, he was merciful, amen. He was peaceful, amen. And all that manly stuff I used to do, I had to play that out in my life, but distance themselves from God. So young folk, listen to me. When you get out in the world, I know you've been coming to church because your parents make you come. And you know, but it's going to come a time in your life when you're going to try to distance yourself. And you're going to try to get with some people, amen, and act like them, and do the things that they do. You're going to do it, amen. You're going to do it. And you're going to try to make folk think you don't have two parents, make folk think that you don't come to church, and make folk think that you're not intelligent when it comes to books, amen. And make folk think that you don't have good character. But the more you live, the more that good stuff gonna start coming out of you. When God began to peel the layers of it, and you were talking to you, all that stuff you was taught that was wrong is gonna begin to peel off of you. And every time that you're around, that stuff gonna start peeling off of you, and you gonna start becoming you. Genesis 1 and 26 says that God made us in his image and his likeness. So no matter what you think, you made in the image and the likeness of God. But in the New Testament church, because of sin, sin is rebellion against God, disobedience to God. Some folks say it's missing the mark. No, it's not missing the mark. It's just not doing what God told you to do. That's what it is. That's what sin is. Amen. And when you do that, you have to have Jesus Christ. But Jesus said to himself, no man gets to the Father except by me. Amen. So you must go through him, through Jesus, in order to do it. So how do you do it? You believe in him. You confess it. Amen. You give your life to him. And then he overtakes you. Amen. And let me tell you something about it before I go on. I got to need some Bible because I really do feel good already. Psalm 139 and 1 says, he knows everything about you. Amen. Ain't that good? And the Father knows everything about you. And then 139 and 8 says, not only do he know everything about you, he knows your way. He knows what you're going to do. He knows what you're going to say. He knows your personality, your characteristics. He understands. So when you make a mistake, don't worry about it. It did not surprise God. Amen. He had already made a way of escape for you. Just keep on doing what God told you to do. Now, Acts 17:26. All your days and all my days are already written. All we're doing is living out of script. You think you discovered something, and then you go to God and tell God, look at me, look at what I know. You're not doing anything. He already wrote the script for you. Psalm 139:14. Remember this, young folks. No matter what you do, the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You don't have to act like nobody. You don't have to have what you have. You don't believe in commercial. Yeah.
Thomas. Let's say the Tony. Everybody on the team when I came up on the house. And you played sports. You know what to do, bro. When you play sports, you got a trophy, you earn that trophy.
Amen.
Now everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a trophy. You ain't in the game, you ain't got one drop of sweat, no dirt on your uniform. Everybody gets a trophy, y'all. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But what we're doing is we're waiting a whole point of generation of weak men. You can't get strong until you fall down. Picking these boys up when they fall down and spin their knee. Come on, my friend, come to me and me. Boy, get up off the ground and put yourself out. Knock them niggas off. Y'all been out there. You don't have to bow down to nobody else's religion. You don't have to be ashamed of praising God in open and in public. And you don't have to be ashamed of making a mistake because it's a privilege to be a child of God. Behold, what now love the Father has bestowed upon us. He gives us love, ain't it? And He called us His children. Now in this day, I don't care whether you walk with me or you don't walk with me, but I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. I'm going to tell you right now that the kingdom of the devil, he's setting up his kingdom. Because he's taking everybody and everything. And he will take, and I know you're going to be mad with him when I say it, when he'll take all kinds of pedophiles and everything else and place them in the police department, place them in churches, place them in schools, and in and out of war. What God said. Because we look like Him. 2 Corinthians 1:22 said, He sealed us and put His Spirit on us and in us so that we can be like Him. And then for a while, what we do is we do what we do to our Lord's prayers. Y'all know it. For a while, I said, you follow your man. Ain't that right? And most of those girls, they daddy, sure, they love their daddy. But most boys want to be like their dad. Amen. Even if they don't know their daddy, they still like that, amen. Another man can take a man's child and feed him and clothe him and talk about him because he ain't there. But I don't care what you did, that seed didn't come out of you, that boy gonna look just like his daddy. Almighty. Long before Sonora Smart, who started Father's Day for her dad and William, amen. And long before she did that to honor her father, Jesus Christ honored His Father.
Amen.
Lord, teach us to pray. Matthew 6, our Father. Our Father. Our Father. Amen. Which art in heaven. Hallowed be. Yeah, not thy name. You walk in your Father's name. Treat it like it's something. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. That thy kingdom come. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ain't that right? Give us this day. We ain't worried about tomorrow. We ain't worried about yesterday. Thank God for today. Give us this day. Our daily bread. He gonna provide for you. Cause that's what a daddy does. A daddy gonna provide for you. Ain't that right? A father gonna stand there for you. Matthew 7 said it like this. Jesus said, do you think that evil folk know how to feed their children? And I don't know how to take care of my own children? Y'all stop walking around here with your head down. Can't give God did not know him. Now I'm trying to get in. Said, beloved, now are we the children of God. Look, look at it. But it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, or when we see him, we're going to be just like him. It's going to be an eternal transformation. Some of y'all about to lose your mind because God is working on you. You're working on the outside, putting beauty cream on your face, popping zits, amen. Getting your hands crooked, amen. That's growing when it shouldn't be growing. We're shaving. We're trying to get better, trying to look better on the outside. And while you're doing all that, your inside is dying. But God comes in your life and begins to step down in your situation. And when you was lifted, the cross, now all of a sudden, you have to walk a little bit. Amen. When you don't feel right, get enough. You just got to raise up out of the land. Amen. Lord, I thank you. I love you.
Yeah.
One thing about God, he don't have no pressure. Everybody coming in talking about, well, mama been here all her life. This was grandma's church. This was granddaddy's church. That doesn't mean nothing. You must be born again. You must come to the Lord for yourself and then go in the baptism of waters to let folk know that you're washed from the sins of the world. Come up out of that water and go in service in God's church so we can save some folk, we can help some folk, we can feed some folk, we can do everything we need to do. Because the church is not a fashion show. I can't straighten down the aisle.
Keep on doing it.